Badlands. Explain those Badlands. That's a hell of a name.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Badlands Daily. This is all connected, guys. It really is. It's undeniable.
Which is a rigged system with these elite people.
There is no need to complicate something that doesn't need to be complicated.
The divide is meant to keep us divided and fighting each other.
But they control the actors, and I really think they have contempt for it. They like making their pet monkeys dance.
It's just a creation that exists in the minds of people who are still addicted to the central narrative.
Good morning and welcome to Badlands Daily, a very special edition because you have me, Patrick Gunnels, and Chris Paul as your hosts, delivering you a fairly consistent stream of shit talking, probably. I mean,
yeah, there's a high probability of that.
So we're here in, I'm here in Hearst, Texas. I'll be heading over to Southlake, Texas for GART 4. Presently, Chris, you're still at the mothership right now. I guess you'll be joining us later today or possibly
this evening. Tomorrow. Yeah.
Excellent. It'll be fun for everybody who is attending GART 4 in Southlake, Texas. We're looking forward to seeing you. And if you can't be there, you can still get a virtual ticket, badlandsmedia.tv/events. Get yourself a virtual ticket. It's worth every penny. We get more sophisticated every single GART on how we deliver the pay-per-view live stream.
So I have nothing to do with that. So I'm just going to take your word for it.
So Chris, how are you doing? Are you excited about GART 4?
I am always excited about every GART. And we are returning to the scene of Threadfest 2.
Yeah.
Which was my first one of these with you guys. So
yeah, that was so much fun. They really enjoy it. The people at the Southlake Hilton where we did the event really wanted us to come back. They just had a great time with us. I think Southlake is about as red as Texas gets, and Texas is a fairly red state among red states. So Southlake is a great place to be. And
I am 100% into that.
Yeah.
Texas has a weird thing going on with it, though. I have always felt, or at least since I moved to Texas in 2021, it seems like it is kind of this bizarro world, California, where the state is absolutely as corrupt as California, except it's red and not blue.
Mm-hmm.
And they just run the opposite programming.
Dude, you're exactly right. Like I was doing the brief this morning, and there were some super duper based in red pilled right wing representatives deciding we're going to name April 16th. We're going to name it Fair Tax Day. Cause what we want to do is abolish the IRS. Cause we're super based in red pilled. Mm-hmm. What an absolutely productive thing to be saying during an era where we have a Democrat president and essentially a split Senate and a House caucus that is mostly military industrial complex defense contractor shills. So what you're doing is super based in red pilled, and people with IQs of approximately 68 will get excited and say, wow, they're going to abolish the IRS. I'm going to go tell my friends. That's all of Congress.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you there, but I think that the abolition of the IRS is inbound in the next few years. I mean, there was a post yesterday, take it for what it is. It's a post on social media, but a guy talking about how there was some problem with his taxes and he tried to contact the IRS, and They said that they had like 600,000 complaints of that variety and probably wouldn't get to his issue for like another year or so. So, I mean, whatever. Private organization, collection arm of the global central bankers. But yes, we have to do our moral and patriotic duty by giving our money over to these pedophiles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. The IRS will be abolished, but it won't be by an act of Congress.
That's, I would agree with that.
Because the Congress kind of has to take a different form. And like Thomas Massey is my biggest exemplar of what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. He shilled for the fake stolen election. Mm-hmm. I don't care what based things he says. That's his shtick. That's his role in this world wrestling entertainment world we call politics. His job is to go out there and say the most based stuff.
Yep. Same with Chip Roy.
Yeah. Same with who?
Chip Roy.
Oh, God. But he went full DeSantard. Oh, wait. So did Thomas Massey.
Yeah.
What a fag. So the other thing is, do you remember a guy named, he was an Arab guy from Michigan. He was in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Yeah, Justin Amash.
Amash, that was the name. And he always said the most based in red pill libertarian things. And then Donald Trump gets elected and nobody hears shit from him except, I think Trump is Russia collusion. He might be. I don't know. Okay. And then proceeded to become Mr. Anti-Trump, get railroaded out of his job by a furious public, realizing that he had always just been a scumbag puppet. And now he's back in private life saying based in red-pilled things again.
Yep.
It's unreal. I don't know what. I guess it takes a while, but I don't want to hear from people telling me what based in red-pilled shit Thomas Massey just said. They need to know who he is. They need to know who Justin Amash is or Amash. These people are all of our representatives.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. It's all of the representatives. And what we need to do is stop cheering them on when they say things to align with us, because that is what they are doing. They are trying to convince us that they're our allies. And I don't know how much clearer it needs to be that they're not. They are there to represent the interests of the Uniparty, and they are marketing the interests of the Uniparty to us. That is their job.
They are. Indeed they are. Smash that thumbs up, guys. I promise we're just about to get to some actual stories. There's no stopping us this time. Brian Lupo himself has provided us with what we need. Oh my gosh. And case in point, let's check out a super duper based and red pilled beast man, Rand Paul.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Dude. Rand Paul is so based and red pilled that he said he was going ahead and certifying those fraudulent electors in order to protect the Constitution. I will always remember that. And, releasing Fauci emails 4 years later is the most based in red pill thing you could ever do, except for doing it at the time it's happening and actually saying, oh, hey, guys, this whole pandemic thing is fake. And I'm not going to stop talking about how fake it is until it all stops.
They have this criminal syndicate that we call the United States government. They have a modus operandi. They commit a crime, a big one, essentially a crime against the people. And then they confess to that crime long enough afterwards that they don't all get lynched. Mm-hmm. Repeat process. Rand Paul is just part of that oligarchy. All right, let's see what they're actually talking about here. So this is Mike Johnson.
Look, we know what the timetable is. We know the urgency in Ukraine and in Israel. And we are going to stand by Israel.
Well, that sound went out, Patrick.
A strong America is good for the entire world.
There's no sound.
Well, there is sounds coming through the speaker.
How annoying is that? Is that, you know what that, the setting, it's the setting on StreamYard. I'm sorry about that. I need to figure that out real quick. All right.
We are holding for processing. And while we are holding for processing, yeah, CanCon set us up with some stories here, because otherwise Patrick and I probably would have chosen stuff that's totally inappropriate, and anyone who wanted to hear the morning news would not have gotten it.
By the way, I have literally no idea why that came out muted. That should come out perfectly able to be heard. It's sharing it's playing, audio.
It's playing through your computer speakers and then coming back in, it sounds like.
Well, that's no good. I'm supposed to be sharing it. Well, anyway, we don't have to. This is about freaking Ukraine aid. And Israel aid. And Mike Johnson being fully on board with all that stuff. Didn't he at some point in his, tenure as speaker say he was against that? Or he always said we needed to support Ukraine and support Israel, but he wanted them as, standalone bills so they could all vote on them as one thing.
So this is what I've been calling the unipartisan compromise since last fall. We need to be clear about that and stop using the word bipartisan, because there's one party. It is the uniparty, and their specific intent is to subvert the will of the American people, because the will of the American people is what prevents them from completing their mission of one world government. I was going to say full global domination. That sounds conspiratorial. I can just provide examples of them talking about how they want this one world liberal international rules-based order. They say it all the time. There's no reason to doubt that that is their pursuit. And, as far as that's concerned, that is antithetical to the needs and desires of the American people. And that has been expressed by the American people now consistently for 6 or 7 months that they've been pushing all this stuff. I mean, the fake president asked back in October for this $100 billion for the fake foreign proxy wars and the rest of it. And people like Mike Johnson have said that that will only be possible if the border is secured. And so to complete that mission, they presented us with a border security package that includes an expansion of the surveillance state at the border, which will then be turned in on the interior of the United States, and funding and staff and facilities to more easily process the entry of the slaves that are being recruited from around the world in this UN migration program, this global slave trade at the border that we call immigration. And so all that is lumped in there. And now they have added on the TikTok ban for whatever reason. And we can talk about that in a second. And this $300 billion worth of seized Russian assets that they want to be allowed to redistribute to Ukraine, regardless of whether or not it will crash the world economy, because people will understand that the theft of their assets and redeployment by global governing bodies and central banks is totally on the table after that.
It really is. I don't know how that happens, but, and you absolutely have to have popular super consensus. It can't be, it can't be 65% of the people are fully on board with removing these criminals and 35% are dead set on defending them, because the criminals are in control of the monetary system.
Yes.
If you're in control of the money, it is remarkable how much control a tiny minority can wield upon an overwhelming majority. So with that money system, even widespread popular consensus isn't enough, because people's paychecks depend on following the rules of clown world. What I call clown world, what you could call the rules-based international order. You could call it our democracy. I mean, it goes by many names.
The West.
Yeah, the West. Oh, anyway.
I mean, we could have an entire, you and I could have an entire 2 hour long conversation on how they abuse what they have branded as the West and Western culture and Western values. I mean, the idea that no other culture has produced art or literature or advances in science or mathematics. All of that is preposterous. We are talking about the West, and Australia and New Zealand count as the West. What we're talking about is the now invisible British and Prussian empires as they have expanded across the globe. And any place where they maintain power is considered the West, like overtly maintain power. And the other places, I guess, are not. But are we going to pretend that the global regime doesn't have substantial control in China via the Chinese Communist Party up to a point? I think that that's probably passed, but we don't have to get into that. Same thing in Russia with the Soviet Union. All of that is the exact same governing system that they are trying to apply across the board in what they refer to as the West. The idea that this is all free market capitalism and that our society is founded on values of free speech and free association, all of this is nonsense. This is absolutely no different than the state capitalism euphemism that they use to describe the Chinese Communist Party. California isn't substantially different than China. To pretend otherwise is absurd. I mean, we have a global slave trade operating on the border of Texas. How red and based and red-pilled could Texas possibly be?
I know, and we've had to watch our own governor, Mr. Based and Red-pilled, suddenly go just stone cold blind when it comes to an invasion at the border. But as far as everything else you said, I agree with all of it except for the use of the word globe. But other than that, we're in complete agreement.
I threw that in for you.
I know you did. I know. It's just such a wonderful thing to be thrown bait to snap at like that. All right.
Wait, so one more thing about this before we move on. Mm-hmm. So what it looks like they're doing, and I'm happy to give Mike Johnson the benefit of the doubt for another couple of days. You know, I'm happy to give anybody the benefit of the doubt if they come around and do the right thing. If they vote on each piece of this legislation individually and the uniparty right members are forced to cast their votes in favor of each one of these things in order to get them to pass, this could actually have really good consequences as far as we're concerned. But it seems to me like what they're intending to do, especially with throwing in this TikTok thing that they're saying they're going to adjust, they're not doing that. They're just bringing it in as further justification for when they stitch all of these measures back together into the unipartisan compromise, then they're going to be able to give their uniparty members the opportunity to say, you know, I didn't like the Ukraine spending and I didn't want to do the Repo Act, which is the seizure of Russian assets and redeployment to Ukraine. And I didn't want to do this and this and that, but I did like the spending for Israel. I think that we do need to do the military spending to contain China, as if containing China is a possibility for the people who like lost the war in Ukraine and obviously are going to lose whatever this effort is in Israel. They're not going to defend us against China, but they're going to say Israel, China, TikTok, you know, because of China, that's why I passed this. The other stuff, you know, I washed my hands of all that, but I had to pass this because it was all together, up or down vote. These priorities are really important to keep Republican Americans safe. It's all going to be bullshit.
It really is. All right, next story. Oh, wait. What do you want to go to next? We've got...
Hey, man, all right. Grab bag.
Let's grab
just
what?
Pin the tail on. I said grab bag. Let's just pin the tail on donkey.
I'm just doing it, dude.
Throw darts and see where they end.
Good idea. So this Brian says this is hilarious. Furry protest.
Yes, this is hilarious.
Middle school, Payson, Utah. Shoot. Let's see if we can get the freaking sound to come in this time.
This You got no picture.
Oh, it's 57 minutes, man.
Oh.
Jeez. Good grief.
Well, that's their whole party, I guess.
Furry protest. Wow.
Do we have an article to go through?
No article.
I'll find it. This is amazing. this is one of those headlines. I read it yesterday and I could not believe it. It was actually even funnier than the space headlines we have been routinely getting. And those are, I mean, preposterous lately. Did you know that we're going to have a star blow up at some point in the near future? And it will be like the biggest star explosion that we've seen in probably, I don't know, 80 years or something. All the stories are the same eventually.
Is it going to be something that we can't actually see?
Oh, no, I bet that there will be some sort of explosion up there.
Oh, God.
I mean, I have no idea. What the hell do I know?
Yeah, exactly. They do have they got the eclipses. They definitely know when those are going to happen.
Yep.
So I have.
Yeah, it's just those portals spinning around on the dome of the firmament, and yeah, occasionally they will intersect. I sent you the, we're going to make everybody so angry.
I know.
The link is in the private chat to an article in the very basin red pill, The Blaze, about the furry student protest.
Thanks. All right, here we go. Brilliant. Utah students walk out to protest furries who allegedly scratch and bite them while school officials ignore complaints. Is this real?
No, but it's perfect.
Okay, students from schools in the Nebo School District in Utah walked out of class on Wednesday and claimed to be protesting against furries who growled and bit them at school. Videos from the protest show dozens of children holding signs and making accusations that school officials were ignoring their complaints about the furry students. Furries are people who dress up as animals, especially cats and dogs, and often behave as if they were animals. A live streamer named Adam Bartholomew interviewed the students outside Mount Nebo Middle School in Payson and posted their accusations on social media. His main video on YouTube runs for an hour and 12 minutes. The kids are mentally ill, trying to force their illness upon us. They bite us, they scratch us, they bark at us.
Well, this is the logical end of allowing people to identify as things that they most clearly are not, you know?
Yeah. Over and over again.
If you're allowed to call yourself a woman and you're a man and you have a media and government system set up to convince other people that you're right, and you drill it into their heads to the point where they're like, oh, maybe they're right. I mean, maybe science is advanced enough to turn a man into a woman. I mean, when you're in the scientific materialist mindset, what's to say that can't happen, you know? So
it only works when you don't understand how much we don't actually understand the processes in the human body.
Oh, absolutely. But you know, this is the logical end of that. If you're a man and you can identify as a woman, why can't you identify as a dog or a cat? And
of course,
you know, if we have the thing that was reported in Loudoun School District a few years ago about the boy in the skirt sexually assaulting one of the schoolgirls in the women's restroom, and then just being kind of treated with kid gloves for that because he identifies as a woman or something. I mean, what's next? Are dogs and cats, if we're allowing people to identify as dogs and cats, are dogs and cats going to be expected to gain consent before their sexual contact? Or can they just say that girl was in heat? I mean, that's where we're going with this. Just wait till it happens.
People, if something cannot go on forever, it will stop.
Yeah, let's hope that that's true. I mean, people are actually going to have to stand up and say this isn't real. This isn't true. This isn't acceptable. But people aren't going to do that because they think that the Daily Wire's got it covered.
Yep. All right. Let's do our first wonderful partner and sponsor, Loaded Gun Coffee. Wake up to the bold flavors of Loaded Gun Coffee, where passion, precision, and patriotism infuse every sip. As a veteran-owned business, we ensure each cup is steeped in pride and unwavering commitment. Our roasters handpick the finest coffee beans from around the world and have mastered unique brewing methods. Our skilled farmers cultivate the coffee to embody the essence of duty and honor in every meticulously crafted blend. But it's more than just coffee. It's a family's enduring commitment to freedom, with military veterans tracing their legacy back to the Civil War, including Purple Heart recipients. Loaded Gun Coffee is a brewed testament of pride and honor. Dedicated to preserving the integrity and strength of our beloved nation, we proudly stand as fierce advocates for a secure border and a strong America, and we stay loaded. Stay loaded, Badlanders, with Loaded Gun Coffee. Visit badlandsmedia.tv/loaded and enter promo code BADLANDS for 10% off your purchase. That's badlandsmedia.tv/loaded, promo code BADLANDS. All right, here's our next story. This one from the Gateway Pundit. Total silence as Biden drops by Sheetz gas station in Pittsburgh, is greeted by one supporter at the door and leaves after spending only 2 minutes inside. I think that tells you a lot right there. Are we being treated to a stage production to make it impossible to deny what's right in front of our faces?
When you see videos and stories like the one we saw, I guess it was Tuesday, when Trump headed to the bodega, followed by this debacle of Biden going to a convenience store, there is very little else we could possibly imagine it to be. I don't know if you have the screen share there. It would be great to watch this video, because the video of Biden going into this Sheetz station is... That's where the real good stuff is. These people don't care about him at all. And for some reason, they line up children for him. Why do they keep lining up children? It's so gross. It really is so disturbing to see Joe Biden anywhere near a child. Are you sharing your screen? Because it's not coming up.
Bam.
There we go.
All right. Yes, let's try it.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
They had a black guy go hug him.
Oh my God! Who's got the camera here?
I mean, supposedly those are Secret Service, right?
I have no idea.
Well, that was not the best video. There is one where he walks in. Goes straight up to these kids. He goes over to the counter. None of the employees really give a shit. Then he is escorted behind the counter. Is there another one in the article?
There should be. Let's see.
Yeah.
Biden visit a Sheetz gas station in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
There we are. Look at his face. Ugh. The aviator sunglasses inside. Oh, is that Dark Brandon visiting the convenience store?
It's definitely Dark Brandon. And if you don't vote for him, you ain't black.
Yeah.
Damn.
This girl's telling everybody to get back. They don't want anybody near the stunt double.
Yeah. They don't want anybody to notice that's not skin.
And by the way, they already had called in their order. Do you see that that guy just took away a tray of convenience store goods?
Very nice.
Very natural, all of this.
All of it's so cringy. He's doing such a great job of playing the role of doddering old man. It's just so believable.
These guys don't like him at all. It's amazing.
It is. Can't hear you.
Don't jump.
I didn't hear the question either. So I think
maybe why is there nothing on that shelf?
I have no idea.
I think that's probably about it.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Okay. So that was excruciating to watch. So motorcade pulled into a Sheetz gas station mart for an OTR at 3:32 p.m. POTUS, wearing aviators, entered the shop at 3:36 and was immediately talking to customers and posing for a selfie. Then he went around the food counter, handed over some bills, picked up takeout bags, went behind counter to pose for pics with employees. A reporter shouted, "Are you concerned the new steel tariffs will hurt your relationship with Xi Jinping?" "No," he said. "Why not?" the reporter asked, standing on a chair. "Don't jump," he said. He said POTUS exited the store at 3:38. An aide walked behind him carrying a box of snacks. We are rolling again at 3:42.
So, yeah, that was a photo op and absolutely nothing more. And they were trying to get the shot as fast as they could possibly get it. I mean, that's, you know, just how you would describe that on a production set. They have shots that they want to get. They want to go in and get each one of the shots. Joe Biden entering. Joe Biden hugs black guy. Joe Biden smiles with children. Joe Biden greets employees. Joe Biden has his bag and takes pictures behind the counter. That's their shot chart, their shot list. They knock out all those shots. They're like, perfect, 6 minutes. Let's get out of here. It's unbelievable. Okay.
There's another one now I'm going to show you. And this is another Bidenism. I'm kind of excited about this one. RNC Research posts on Twitter, Biden, for the third time in less than 24 hours, tells the dubious story about his uncle Bozy and a lot of cannibals in New Guinea before repeating the debunked suckers and losers hoax. He also claims D-Day was on a Sunday, it was on a Tuesday. He is not well. Let's enjoy this together, shall we?
Yes. Back in when D-Day occurred, and on Sunday, the next day, my mother's four brothers all went down to the recruiting station and joined the military. Every one of them volunteered. And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Bozy, they called him Bozy. My uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete. They tell me when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea. And then my son volunteered to go to Iraq for a year, and he came back with stage 4 glioblastoma. And they gave, like many of you, risked your lives, and you know people who gave their lives to the country for heroes. But one of the things that I, as I was doing that today, I was reminded of what my opponent said in Paris not too long ago. They asked him to go visit American grave sites. He said no, he wouldn't do it because they were all suckers and losers. I'm not making that up. The staff was literally acknowledging it today. Suckers and losers. That man doesn't deserve. And then the commander chief for my son.
Holy crap. So that happened. He reminds me of the extremely old drunkard who corners you at a social event and just speaks in a decrepit monotone.
Yeah. Man. He is an absolute red pill howitzer.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Amy Moreno points out that the crowd looks super stoked here.
No kidding. Gosh, it is such a total departure from how Donald Trump is presented at his events, whether they're rallies, whether they're a stop by a bodega or a Chick-fil-A outside a courtroom. I said on Truth Social the other day, and I guess on Telegram, that Donald Trump is getting the most like unobstructed television time that he's gotten since the COVID press conferences in 2020. And he probably woke up a quarter of the nation with those press conferences. I mean, just in the last few days, the stark difference between these two men and even these two men as symbols of what they represent, it could not be, the choice could not be any clearer. And even people who are heavily vaccinated and thoroughly retarded are able to see this.
Heavily vaccinated and thoroughly retarded. That is just the perfect description of the human species.
Although it's getting better. It's getting better.
It is getting better. That's why,
Go ahead. I do hear people in even liberal cities like LA and New York talking about how they are noticing a difference with people. You know, a couple of years ago, I went back to LA for the first time. I think it was August 2022. So it was like a year and a half ago. And my major takeaway of that experience was that it seemed clear to me that people were just kind of like walking around in some haze where they kind of knew that they had been tricked and they all knew that each other had been tricked, but no one wanted to admit it. And no one wanted to admit why, because they didn't want to really tangle with what that meant. That feeling can only fester and grow, you know? And I think that we're now seeing kind of the product of that, where people are like, all right, well, you know, I can't just live the rest of my life in this weird purgatory of denial. You know, sooner or later, there's going to be an event, and that'll be the ultimate like sifting, where it splits, man. And we're going to get that 4 to 6% who are lost forever. We're going to get that 20 to 25% who are going to live the rest of their lives, sadly, as good Germans. And then the other people will snap out of it and they'll be like, oh, wow, I supported that. Like, okay, I gotta reverse this as fast as I can. I mean, that's how I describe my own experience, you know, now 4 or 5 years ago, like really, like not the point where you wake up and you're like, okay, something is seriously wrong here. The people I've been supporting actually turn out to be bad too. But the point where you like really wake up and you're like, okay, all of this is wrong. Whatever it was I was doing, I have to turn around and run back the opposite way as fast as I can. I still hold out hope that we are going to have 5 or 10% of our population, people who are still asleep right now, have that moment and wake up and turn around. I used to call them, I used to refer to this as becoming redeemable communists. I hope that they do that. But that moment's coming, man. People are going to just have to make a decision. And anybody who gets out before then, good for them. This is, I was on a run yesterday thinking about this, and Trump keeps talking about how November 5th is the day. November 5th is the day. You know, a lot of us aren't sure that we're going to have an election on November 5th. And if we have an election, there's no current reason to believe that the election will hold any validity whatsoever. So what does he mean by that day? You know, maybe that is just the day where people have to finally declare, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? Are you going to go out there and make a positive effort to continue to support this thing? And if you are, I mean, you're sealing your fate at that point. So maybe it's symbolic in that way. I don't know. We shall see.
I'm going to knock out some super chats right quick. First, Brian E. Murphy, $10. Love when the Based Bros are on a show together. No one keeps it more real than Chris and Patrick. I wish I could infinite thumbs up this episode. Keep whooping the deep state and calling out all of their BS. Thank you so much. Best super chat ever. $5, Kanga Anon. Chris Paul's laugh sounds like Muttley the cartoon character.
Wow.
Muttley is the Hanna-Barbera character who goes, well, if you've ever listened to Dan Bongino, you know what he sounds like.
Ah, yes.
Or wait.
That's oh, yes. Yeah. Sometimes you got to get one of those in.
Or a double Muttley. Anyway, I watched a ton of Dan Bongino, and his producer had the Muttley button on his soundboard.
Yeah. I remember that.
And Bongino's wife
hated it. It was actually pretty funny too. $10, Space Wanderer 77. Patrick and Chris talking shit about the deep state. This should be a thing. Thank you very, very much. All right, guys, today is the last day to get your Zeolite with promo code Badlands for 10% off. As of this weekend, it goes to $1 pride from my grasping hands, but you need to detox from heavy metals now. Check this out.
He said something that really hit home about this phenomena of chemtrails.
Manganese will make you kill your mama. How much manganese are you spraying in my neighborhood at night while I'm asleep?
Military and some commercial jets have been fitted with huge barrels of at least 49 different kinds of documented chemical poisons. Barium is toxic to all mammals. Aluminum is known to diminish kidney function and destroy brain cells and cognitive function. A problem, a serious problem.
Patent number 500-3186 describes cooling the earth with metal oxides sprayed into the stratosphere.
And I thought, well, geez, this is what I do for a living. I was finding tons and tons of large quantities of aluminum, barium, strontium in the forms of oxides and sulfates. Instead of protecting the people, we are poisoning the people.
Detox and prevent metal poisoning at epicminerals.net. Promo code Badlands. All right, guys, use promo code Badlands, 10% off. Pretty much last chance to get that discount. And then it goes back to the normal one, detox from heavy metals. All right, so next story I have. Wow, Brian sure is sending me lots of stuff from Twitter. Let's check this one out. Sorry, it's taking me forever to share these things because it doesn't automatically share when you hit share in this particular iteration of StreamYard. Zach Parkinson on Twitter says, unsurprisingly, Biden has made up most of this war story. Lieutenant Ambrose Finnegan was a ground crew member and ordnance officer, not a reconnaissance pilot. So what is the story? Ah, there we go. RNC research. Biden tells a story about his grandfather being shot down in an area where there were a lot of cannibals before recounting the debunked suckers and losers hoax for the second time in a day. Okay, so we have that one. But that's kind of reiterative of what we've been talking about already.
Right. Could you imagine claiming that your grandfather was shot down in an area where there are a lot of cannibals? And that is why they never recovered the body. I mean, that is its own like rabbit hole right there. There should be a prize to figure out what happens to Joe Biden's grandfather. What's eating Joe Biden's grandfather? Starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
Perfect.
Yeah. God, man. All right. Could you imagine you being you, Patrick? Could you imagine a scenario where you are recounting some story about your grandfather once you have reached a senile old age and talking about how no one knows what happened to Grandpa Bosey. All we know is that he was shot down in an area with cannibals. Basically, like, my grandfather was eaten?
Yep, my grandfather was eaten.
What in the world? Man, I saw a fantastic tweet, by the way. Yeah. Yesterday, I don't know who posted. Oh, yeah, I do. This account, like Joma_GC, who was super hard on Ron DeSantis supporters, which I love. He tweeted, barbecue ate my Uncle Bosey, Joe Biden, like barbecue, the Haitian cannibal.
By the way, who's probably going to turn out to be a heroic, legendary figure and definitely not a cannibal.
Yeah, for sure. He's absolutely just the leader of the Haitian resistance to the global regime. And all of us were like, oh, yeah, that black guy down in Haiti, he probably eats people.
Yes, because they have made it so that we will believe that shit.
Yeah. And here's another one that sadly I'm going to have to upset people with.
Gateway pundit, controversial TikToker. Kyle Marisa Roth, notorious for Hollywood exposés on figures like Oprah, Jennifer Lopez, and Diddy, dead at 36. Okay. Does that look like a 36-year-old woman to you on the right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Dude, look at her eye. Look at her eye. Okay. That's well, a 36-year-old.
I don't know. What do you think? She looks older?
I mean, I don't know how to blow it up without it being a smartphone. Oh, she looks way older. Not on the left.
Well, yeah, the left is obviously a lot of makeup and a lot of AI adjustments through a social media app, filters and whatnot. Yeah, I could see 36 there on the right.
Okay. All right. So check this out. Famed for her explosive celebrity gossip and Hollywood exposés, has been confirmed dead by her family. Roth, who carved a niche for herself by sharing insider information, blind items, and uncovering scandals within the entertainment industry, was known for her fearless approach and had amassed a considerable following. Her family announced her untimely demise on Monday with heartrending posts across various social media platforms. My daughter Kyle has passed away. She has touched some of our lives personally and some of your lives via her immense life on another platform Kyle loved and lived fiercely. Is there any word on
here? Wait, let's do that next. The paragraph right above the NBC News.
Okay. In an interview with NBC News, Roth said, "My message as her mother is TikTok. My message as her mother is TikTok. The toxicity, the mean-spiritedness of what Kyle's faced, what so many people have faced and try to deal with because of that toxic space. I just want people to live their lives with the brightness of Kyle and her beautiful soul and spirit."
Yeah. Okay. So her mom is blaming TikTok in the day or so before we are told that our Congress is going to consider banning TikTok as part of this unipartisan compromise. And so this, of course, would provide additional narrative justification for the banning of a social media communications platform here in the United States. Now, if you are worried about TikTok because you have been told by the television that TikTok gives all your data to the CCP, who then uses it to manipulate you, well, I have news for you. The CCP are the partners of the people in control of our government right now. The Chinese Communist Party is no different than our Uniparty. Both of these are communist globalist organizations, okay? They already steal all your data. They already share all your data. They already use all your data to manipulate you via algorithms and AI and everything else. There is no substantive difference between TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and Snapchat, okay? And Twitter, at least formerly, if not currently. And so we are going to eliminate and ban that platform because it is owned by foreigners. Our government is owned by foreigners. Many of the people in our government have dual citizenship and right of return in Israel. They are, for all intents and purposes, foreigners. So the platforms being owned by foreigners should be irrelevant. Now, the ban is not only about TikTok. It is about anything where a certain portion of the ownership of that app is in foreign hands. So you know what that also includes? Telegram. Who did Tucker Carlson just interview and release 2 days ago? Pavel Durov, the founder of Telegram. So we have Durov coming out, showing everybody that Telegram is a good platform while we are leading up to the debate over whether or not this TikTok ban should be and can be used as a justification to pass the entirety of the unipartisan compromise. And here we are getting narrative support for TikTok needing to be banned. And if you are going to tell me that all of that is real and coincidental, I am going to think that you are retarded.
And you will be correct. I think of it in this way. There is a possibility, Chris, that TikTok should be banned.
Okay.
I'm going to stipulate that for the sake of argument right now.
Perfect.
Even if that is so, the people whom I would have to empower to ban it should have no power at all and are not legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
I will take my chances with TikTok harming the youth rather than let them ban jack shit. In the same sense, I also think murder should be illegal. But I don't trust a gang of criminals to go around arresting people and finding out whether they're murderers or not. I'll take my chances with the murderers And that's the situation we're in right now. We'll just take our chances, guys. We just need you to stop doing anything. And please understand that you're under arrest. That's all we can do at this point. So I think there's a case to be made that every single one of these social media platforms is completely toxic to our society in the way they are manipulated. I don't think there's, I don't think that social media as a concept needs to be toxic, but when it is controlled by people who want to talk young people into castrating themselves, it's an intolerable situation that cannot continue.
Well, you know, it is kind of the apex of a popularity contest where people attempt to gain popularity by whatever means necessary within a confined and restricted space of ideas. So any ideas that might actually improve our state in the world are essentially eliminated from the conversation on social media. And so within whatever's left, people have to then vie to become the most popular within that space. And they are happy to become popular by being villains. So it is, and incentivized to do so, by the way. So yeah, I mean, I'm not sure that there is a non-toxic version as long as the incentive structure of the Party of False Decorum remains in control of the operation of these platforms. But how it is now is the worst mess imaginable. Everything you're saying about giving any of these people the power to make any decisions is exactly right. None of them are legitimate. None of them govern with the will and consent of the people. Everything they do under that understanding is essentially tantamount to treason. They are sworn to uphold the Constitution and serve the American people to the extent that any of them actually recorded oaths, and they're not doing it. So no, they don't have any power to do this. They should not be empowered even narratively to do this. And it really is unfortunate that people spent and invested the emotional time and energy and intellectual time and energy since January 2023, imagining that the new Republican majority was going to deliver results for the American people. It's a clown show. They haven't stopped anything. They haven't reversed anything. They haven't investigated anything. Their investigations in total are a disclosure of information that we already knew. So, yeah, I mean, the idea that the people with little R's next to their name are somehow better as they serve the Uniparty, preposterous.
Absolutely preposterous. No question about it. Okay, next story. Let's see how you feel about this one. Foreign holdings of U.S. treasuries hit record high. Japan holdings rise, data shows. Foreign holdings of U.S. treasuries surged to a record in February, its fifth straight monthly rise. Treasury Department data released on Wednesday showed holdings totaled $7.965 trillion, up from a revised $7.945 trillion, so a difference of 0.02 trillion, which is what, 20 billion? Anyway, treasuries owned by foreigners rose 8.7% from a year earlier. Holdings of treasuries grew the most in Belgium by $27 billion, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so holdings of United States treasuries going way up. Why? That's just United States, that's Federal Reserve notes in big chunks, right?
I mean, man, there is, first of all, I'm not an expert in this field, so I will not even pretend to be able to fully understand what this means. Let's just put that out there.
Yeah.
Something like this happening while all the trends seem to be pointing in the other direction suggests to me that something else is going on here. And maybe that is just simply accounting being, accounting changes and these things being recorded so that then the drainage effect can happen, I guess. But man, I don't know.
Let's think about it this way. Yahoo Finance is controlled by the blob.
Well, Is this directly Yahoo Finance or is this a reprint from Bloomberg or something? Can we scroll back up to the top just to make sure? Point.
Reuters. Okay, so blob. And the blob needs to prop up the Federal Reserve note.
Yep.
So print a story that's bullshit and hope that it gets, I don't know, people to buy treasuries, peasants to buy treasuries.
I suppose that's possible.
Only thing, that's the only thing I can come up with, like legit. All right, let's, I'm going to play the Beamish Metalworks video.
Nice.
I've got it uploaded in my StreamYard, but I don't have it uploaded on this StreamYard, so hold for processing. Oh. There it is. Aha, there we go. All right. Celebrate love and family with a unique and personalized gift from Beamish. Whether it's for a wedding, anniversary, birthday, housewarming, or just because, you're sure to please with a custom piece of metal art from Beamish Metalworks.
Patrick, can I have you pause for just a moment? It is not displaying the Beamish graphics.
Of course it's not.
There we are.
There we go. All right, we're going to try this. There we go. Beamish crafts personalized, timeless masterpieces that will last a lifetime and is the perfect way to add a touch of elegance and personalization to any home. Honor your family's heritage with Beamish monograms. Showcase a family name anywhere inside or outside the home to add a touch of elegance and showcase your personal style. Choose from a variety of colors, sizes, and prices that are perfect for your space. With Beamish Metalworks, the possibilities are truly endless. Badlanders, don't miss out on owning your very own Badlands Media sign and new Badlands license plate from Beamish Metalworks. Visit Beamish Metalworks today at badlandsmedia.tv/metalart and use promo code Badlands for free shipping. That's badlandsmedia.tv/metalart. Promo code Badlands. All right. So sorry about that, y'all. I got another story for us. And this one is from CNBC. Google workers arrested. I know I'm not sharing it yet. So the way that Brian has StreamYard set up, you have to go through an entire extra button press to share anything. And and mine doesn't do that. And so that's why it's not sharing. Not that anybody here cares, but that's why I keep flubbing the screen shares. From CNBC, Google workers arrested after 9-hour protest in Cloud Chief's office.
Cloud Chief's office. I mean, is this Dancing with Wolves at this point?
Cloud Chief. Very good. Very nice. It is Chief Puffy Cloud. 9 Google workers were arrested Tuesday night after staging a sit-in protest at the company's offices in New York and Sunnyvale, California, including a live-streamed sit-in at Google Cloud CEO Thomas Kurian's office. The arrests, which were also live-streamed on Twitch by participants, follow rallies outside Google offices in New York, Sunnyvale, and Seattle, which attracted hundreds of attendees, according to workers involved. The protesters, led by the No Tech for Apartheid organization, focused on Project Nimbus, Google and Amazon's joint $1.2 billion contract to provide the Israeli government and military with cloud computing services.
Wait. That's them on April 17th wearing masks.
I don't know which one of these groups to hate more.
I mean, all of them is acceptable.
Okay, fair enough. But one of the sides has to be worse than the other. Right now, they're protesting against Israel doing whatever it's doing to Gaza.
Yeah.
I do know that whatever Israel is doing to Gaza was precipitated by the October 7th paragliding go-karts fantasy. So it's based upon a lie. So I don't really know what else to say other than, is Israel really wiping out Christian hospitals? Is that real? I don't know. But if it is real, that's bad.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm with the Google protesters.
Well, sort of. I would say, and I think that you may quickly agree, that you are trying to decide which of two partners in a controlled opposition dynamic is the good one. And the truth is that neither of them are, you know? So, and the interesting thing here is that we're talking about more help for Israel and Google technology being deployed that way. Google is DARPA technology, US government spy technology. And so we are back into the same thing. I was discussing the Israel element of the Unipartisan Compromise on my show the other day. It turns out that in that aid package of Mike Johnson's that was leaked on Tuesday night, it includes $1.2 billion for a project called the Iron Beam, which is which is an Israeli directed energy weapon that is part of their five-tier defense apparatus, the Iron Dome. David's Sling is one of the names of one of their little missile interceptor features. Then they have the Iron Beam, which is a directed energy weapon.
Do you think that the Iron Beam could also be referred to as a Jewish space laser?
Well, I'm not sure that it's all the way up in outer space or anything, but yeah, I would say, well, it's certainly a Jewish laser. Yeah. That part is dead certain. And we also know that space lasers are in existence. Are we really going to imagine that Israel doesn't have access to space lasers? And if they do, is that not a Jewish space laser? And at what point do we just have to say that Marjorie Taylor Greene is correct in describing Jewish space lasers? We are giving them $1.2 billion so that they can build a laser. So, that's a funny comment there on the bottom.
Yeah. So Blue Love says, hell, at this point, I don't even know if Gaza is even a real place. That's where my feels are at right now, where that desert is concerned.
Well, if you ask Kurt Schlichter,
oh God,
if Gaza ever was a real place, he is pining for it not to be any longer.
Yeah, just he's pretty hardcore.
Glass.
He's just a Crenshawite.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got? What do we got next, y'all? We've got a 9-hour protest. Hey, guys, I think that is the we might be coming to a bit of an end of the stuff that I wanted to get to, Chris, which is pretty fantastic as we are at 1 hour and 4 right? minutes. But we have a little more discussing to do just for a second. And I wanted to get to another product on our list. And that is a little product called, and I'll just put it right there on the screen for you, a product called Epic Moisture. And I can't tell you how excited I am about this. The Body Butter launch. Oh, wait. Is it there? Okay, good. 4 fluid ounces of creamy body butter enclosed in a gorgeous amber glass jar. This beautifully soft body butter will leave your skin feeling enriched with only the most epic plant oils, nut oils, and butters that we could find. A little bit goes a long way. I've got a little plastic jar of it for myself, but you've got amber glass jars. All you got to do is rub your finger in it just a little bit. It goes right on the skin. It's one of the best creams I've ever touched with my own hands. 3 months of tireless product development, and it contains only cold-pressed organic butters and plant oils. Amazing stuff. I'm going to have samples available at GART. A few jars will be available at GART also, but if you are a GART attendee or a virtual attendee, you're going to be able to get it free shipping if you have that promo code, which I'll give out on the virtual stream. But in any event, use promo code BADLANDS, and this is the last day for you to get 10% off. And that's certainly worth it. BADLANDS, promo code BADLANDS, epicminerals.net. For 10% off, last day for that discount, the revolutionary Epic Moisture Creamy Body Butter. All right, Chris, what are we going to do? What are we going to do about this GART thing here? You excited to meet all the people again?
Yeah, man. I mean, I assume we're going to see a bunch of people who we've met before and hopefully some new ones. I am on an absurd amount of panels, so I'll just be probably saying repeating the same shit by the time the weekend is over. So I hope I don't bore anyone, but
I don't really, that is a problem that I am starting to face. I'm getting less tolerant of accepting any stories as in any way true. And I'm going to, of course, give you my one example. I want to get to Scott Adams. Now, I've been basically listening to him every day now for like about a month. And he's saying a lot of based and red-pilled things. And he gives me the sense of an actual awakening mind. And he starts every single story with, I have no way of knowing if this is real. It probably isn't. Except with any story coming out of freaking Israel. He accepts the paragliding go-karts. He accepts that Israel has a chance to spend its Holocaust capital. Because this is the time you want to do it. So
he says that? This is the time you want to do it?
He says that if you're going to do it, now is the time to do it. That's what he says. He also says, I don't support Israel because their ADL abuses me, but, and I'm not saying they should, I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying if they're going to do it, they have to do it now because this is their moment of maximum sympathy, which is probably true.
Well, I think that they may have had that 6 months ago. Their moment of maximum sympathy has expired for some time now.
Very, very true. You know, learning that your country is captive, not necessarily of Israel, because it's not Israel, but captive of people who have dual citizenship with Israel, at least. It's a very helpless feeling. And if they own all the sources of information, every single one of them, have you ever done, I mean, seriously, have you done any real journalism, like going to a place and finding out the real facts of a thing? If so, it's not often. I don't do it.
Right.
How are we going to get that? Where do we go from here? Because we still need uncorrupted information sources.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess that I would, we could have a long conversation about that point right there. Do we need, to know what is happening on the other side of the world? I mean, to the extent that what happens to, I give this a lot of thought and I don't know the answer. To the extent that what happens on the other side of the world can reach us in a violent, kinetic way, then I guess that we have to have at least someone with the forethought to mitigate that, right? Or else we could just be blown up so that other people could take our stuff. Now, if Jason Lowry's soft war theory is correct, then perhaps we have a system in the near future that can account for something like that. If it's not, then we're back to square one with kinetic warfare and the threat of violence always making people curtail their behavior. I was talking about this with Burning Bright on Tuesday when we were discussing Kingdom of Heaven on Badlands Story Hour. And do we have a responsibility to the rest of the world? Do each of us individually have some moral duty assigned to us that requires us to participate in what we deem to be the rest of the world in some important way? And I'm not sure that we do. I mean, we are supposed to live like morally right and righteous lives, enacting the will of God here on earth. Part of that is starting and protecting a family. I don't know where he says that we need to stand up for the rights of the marginalized for marginalized women in Iran. I'm quite certain that is not part of our duty, and that there's no way where we could possibly, if that was our duty, do it effectively, because we can't know the intricacies of those situations. It's not possible. Even with on the ground reporting, even if we had 100 on the ground reporters who we believe to be honest people going around and telling us exactly what was happening and exactly what it meant, we would still have 100 different perspectives. And it would probably, within that 100, we would have stories that run completely counter to one another. And that's people doing their best, honestly, in good faith. We still cannot possibly know what the right story is over there. So how are we supposed to make decisions on how other people should live? And when I go to that level, I'm like, okay, well, we don't actually have to know about these things, because to the extent we know about them, there's absolutely nothing we could legitimately do about them ourselves in good faith. So maybe it's best that we do focus locally and then try to enact that representative form of government that our country was supposed to be set out to actually achieve. I don't know if any of that's possible. So
I would say that the people who control this world would respond to you by saying, well, don't you want trade with those places in the world? You can get better deals buying from them. You can't produce everything yourself. And the greater area you have to trade with, the more stuff you can make. And that's true. I can tell you right now, dude, if I didn't have the ability to trade with Morocco, I would not be able to get my hands on a certain strain of argan oil that's really, really good. So there are huge advantages to knowing what's going on in places where you need to buy stuff. And that's what I think of it as, generally speaking. Like, if I want to get saffron, I'm probably going to get the best stuff from Iran. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are advantages in knowing those things, but having a moral duty to knowing, no, absolutely not. I agree with you completely. I think we're going to see some radical changes in the amount of energy the people allow our elites to spend on foreign conflict and foreign theaters.
Yeah, I'm not sure that there's a practical solution to it otherwise. And, you know, if we look at our media landscape and we consider that it's possible that 95% of it is fake, is 98% of it is 98% of it fake, is 99%, is 100%, it's certainly not 0%, and it's not 5%, and it's not 10%. We are on the upper end of that scale. And so then it's a matter of how much time can we possibly devote to attempting to know what's going on in the rest of the world, while we simultaneously know that everything we are about to learn is almost certainly fake in one way or most ways or always. And man, I mean, I'm a bit stymied by this question. It's something that's going to require a lot more thought. I mean, at least from my perspective, there are people who have been thinking about these questions for a very long time. I think that we can see pretty clearly in the world that their answers weren't adequate.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, there are a bunch of people in this chat who are going to be at GART. So those of you who are showing up, we're really excited to see you, and see you again in some cases, or meet you for the first time in others. It's always nice to have it down here in Southlake. So I think that's our show for today, Chris. What do you think?
I think that that's probably good. There's a lot to be done today, and it's time to go do it.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Don't forget, hit that thumbs up. It really helps us when you do that. Make sure to visit our sponsors, epicminerals.net. Make sure to go to Beamish Metalworks or metalonart.com. Loaded Barrels Coffee.
Loaded Gun.
And that's it. Loaded Guns Coffee. Sorry. Loaded Guns Coffee. I'm such a schmuck. Anyway, take care, guys, and we will see you next time.